Live from Liverpool, we don't need to talk about ghosts with Kevin Eustace.
Hello, you wonderful and lovely people. You will notice a difference in audio quality. That's because we're recording this episode on my iPhone. Because you may have seen on the Facebook group, I tried to fix the handheld recorder and it's now in the bin.
Completely broke it.
And however, there is one being dropped off by Amazon today. Annoyingly, it's in the afternoon. So the next we don't need to talk about will be awesome audio. However, this one will possibly be the worst audio. It might even be good. I don't know what the iPhone's like to record. That'd be good. And of course, with Becca.
Hello.
We're going to do our charitable deliveries.
Yeah, we're nearly here now.
Just here, because there was a bit of a delay getting out of the flat. Additionally, full disclosure, it's going to be pretty weird for all involved, this one, because I've just put my back out.
Yep. Literally just.
And, which means, you know, this is the eve of Becca's birthday. Got stuff planned for tomorrow. Which is still going ahead, even if we have to crawl, which is a fucking good likelihood. We're here now to pick items of food up to go and deliver. Chances are
You won't be carrying any of it.
I'll be carrying, like, the cucumber. So the fellow who owns a charity is going to be looking at me like, Why are you letting your woman do all the work, man?
Yeah, there's no point in you even getting out the car now. When we start to load, I'll just load everything.
No, because...
Yes.
But you need to explain why.
Yeah, I will. I'll just say his back's gone. He was putting on a shoe and...
I was putting on a shoe. See, that always sounds stupid, though, doesn't it?
It does always sound stupid. But it's not... It's not like everyone knows where about back's going. It's not nothing to do with weight or heaviness or anything else.
No, it's the way you bend, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you got any water? Because...
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's all right. There's some Ribena down here. God knows how old that is. Still having it, though.
Well, maybe if you didn't litter my car, anything that's in here would be new.
I'm not littering your car.
Well, if you leave a Ribena car, I'd say that's littering.
Because what you also done was take two ibuprofen and just swallow them without water. Which Becca seemed to frown at, and I thought, no, I've done this before, but now I've got acid reflux, which means they just sat in me pipe, melting away.
I don't know why you'd say no to the water. Like, we were at home, why wouldn't you just put the water on?
Don't know where your water's been. I also don't know how long you can record on an iPhone 4 before it stops.
Well, that'd be fun if we're just wittering away and...
Becca's saying hello to one of her charity friends there.
Yeah, if we're just wittering away and it stops recording. Yes, that's good. It doesn't seem to be as bad as the last time you back went, yes.
No, it doesn't, touch wood.
And I've just had you do some stretches.
Oh, yeah.
As fit stretches.
I think there are two different ways that my back goes. It's either fucking absolutely incapacitated and I can't move, mm-hmm. or it's like this. Touch wood, and this is the lighter one, where you can still walk. You couldn't run anywhere. You don't want to do anything sudden or drastic, and you can walk, and you'll get the occasional pain. But other than that, you tend to be all right.
Hilariously, as you were on the floor in agony doing your back exercises, the tennis rackets we'd ordered came through.
Yeah. They're going to get used, aren't they? Well, they will when there's heels.
So good times.
So yeah, I'm very excited about this new recorder. It was on offer on Amazon from £80 to £35. It's got some cracking reviews. Yeah,
okay, pretty good.
Meant to be really clear sound. Because we quite rightly had a negative review. No, it was a 5-star review, but within it said, and completely validly said, that it was really hard to pick you out on these recordings. Mm. And that's not necessarily because you have the voice of a mouse.
And I am the best bit.
And you are the best bit. It's because it was one of the microphones of the stereo side that went, fucking hell, this is really giving me bad indigestion. I'm just a walking bomb today.
Do you want some more water?
Yeah, I think I best add. Feels like, you know, that scene in Alien where the alien's going to pop out your chest. I aggressively drank that then in the hope I've dislodged something that's burning away at my esophagus.
I'm going to need to wind you.
I don't know. Honestly, just put me down. Chop me up for bommy wood.
I have to.
I also got... Oh, God, it's horrible.
It's literally looking like the Facebook memories came up earlier, and like 4 years ago today we were on our way to Caledore, and a couple of years ago we were on our way to London, and all these birthday things. And I was thinking, and then I was just looking at you earlier, sprawled out on the floor, going.
Yeah, we often go away for Becca's birthday.
Is this just? Are we just getting old? Is that what this is? Is this age?
Yeah, it's a really weird birthday, this one, because we often go away for your birthday, don't we? Yeah. And for mine, we tend to do that for each other.
Yeah.
But And normally it's a bit of my saving grace. I'll get you some decent gifts, but then we have a lovely trip somewhere.
Yeah.
We've not got that option this year.
No.
So I've had to over-egg the gifts.
Right,
to try and make up for that. And you'll see what I mean. Okay. I'm hoping it's enough and that you like what I've got. There's a couple of risks in there, to be honest.
It is risky if you've got them, obviously because the shops haven't been open, if you've got them online that we can't return them, because I do.
Oh no, we can still return these things.
Okay.
That's good. But... yeah.
We've had to return a few things in the past.
Yeah, we have, because I'm a dodgy boy when it comes
same
to...
Same day.
Christmas Day? Oh, no, we have Christmas our Eve. Christmas Day and Christmas Eve, don't we?
Yeah, it's Christmas Eve. We just marched straight back down.
Yeah, out of the 10 things I got you for Christmas, we returned.
And then carried on with our day.
Not this Christmas. It was our first Christmas living together.
Well,
okay. I did get you the most horrible ring, didn't I?
Awful ring. It was the ugliest ring, and it was the size of a bracelet. It wouldn't even have fit on my thumb.
We got it from Pandora, which is like a charm shop. And the girl was like... do you want to swap it for something else? And Becca's not very much a Pandora sort of girl, are you?
No.
So Becca was like, no, we'll just have the money back,
no,
please.
I think that was when you learned that you can't just go into the most fashionable jewellery shop and pick something out.
Yeah, it turns out that Becca does not like what people like. Is the general rule of thumb there.
Well, I think you should have known that.
You know, the funny thing is, we're turning up this charity now. My back's gone. The guy who runs the charity has got a good 20 years on me, if not a good 15
years
on me.
He's 65.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, 25 years on me then.
Yeah.
He's as fit as a fiddle, and he's wearing a back brace. Which, what I mean is, like, he lifts and moves stuff all his day.
Yeah, he don't, like, when we're packing the bags up, he's like... He'll go for the heaviest, you know what I mean? He does it like he's the first to start, last to finish. He's proper like in there with the troops kind of thing. He's just because he runs it.
I'm looking at him now. He's lifting two bags of heavy potatoes.
Yeah. Just because he runs it, he doesn't like step back or let
two sacks
else or
of potatoes, like, and he's gone back for another two. Yeah. And I'm going to
be sacks of potatoes. There's what is there in each one?
About 14 bags of potatoes.
Yeah, in each one.
Oh, great! And now another man who's clearly older than me is coming out to give him a hand.
Is he clearly older than you? I can only see the back of his head.
Can you see the lack of hair on his head?
Yeah, that doesn't mean he's older than you.
Becca, look at his face now.
Yeah, right, he is.
He's obviously older.
Oh, no, he's packing his own car. So that's fine.
Even so. I mean, he's struggling with that bag of potatoes.
It's a heavy bag of potatoes. I couldn't lift that bag of potatoes. It's an actual size. It's 10
10 times
bags.
2 kilograms it is. So it's 20 kilograms.
Yeah, I struggle to lift that.
Whereas I'm going to just be sat here going, hello, big strong men. Look at them big strong men.
Beck, don't forget the potatoes. Well, that's all right. You're in pain. You're poorly. Don't you worry
not
about
poorly.
It. I'm doing your favourite by saying you're poorly.
Okay, yeah, I'm poorly.
You're poorly. You can't lift and carry. You're not well. That's all. Don't you worry about it.
I am well. Oh, this is taking the piss now. There's a woman getting out of a truck, and she's about 90.
We've seen that. They always do it.
Yeah,
that big truck.
I've never noticed. How old she is until she started lugging bags of potatoes.
Yeah, she stands there and she, like, everything that goes on that truck, she'll put in it. Like, all the bags. So they put the bags on the step of the truck and she'll load it.
So she'll be another person saying, why isn't that clearly young, strong man helping his little dainty girlfriend there?
No, I don't think so.
No, you think so?
I don't think anyone calls me dainty either. Anyway, they'll be gone by the time we start loading.
Fingers crossed.
I just said, Kev, your back's gone, don't worry about it. It's in everyone's best interest, particularly mine, that you don't start carrying stuff to make it worse. So don't worry about it.
This is very true. Anything spooky going on there? Obviously, guys, as you know, this is a we don't need to talk about ghosts. So if you tuned in expecting ghost stories, tune back into one that isn't preceded by the words we don't need to talk about ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
But have you heard anything spooky?
No, not massively.
That's some really good stories. Oh, yeah, that reminds me, guys. Send in your dark stories. You know, for this new programme I'm going to be doing, we need to talk about ghosts dark. We're looking for your demonic sort of exorcist-type stories.
Well, can't it just be any stories, but you're just going to read it properly, like, in a spooky style?
Well, it can't be like, and it turns out, that the ghost of the pet rabbit enjoyed his last carrot. It can't be like that because it's meant to put people.
Sounds great. I'm interested. I'll
make that up for you at one point.
Not that interested.
Do you remember when I used to make up stories to send you to sleep?
Vaguely.
Yeah.
What did you make them up about?
Well, you used to say, tell me a story and I'll fall asleep.
Did I?
Because I'm a bull.
You are a bull.
Yeah, and I'd be like, one day in the middle of the forest, there was a goat. And the goat said, where's all my friends? And you'd stop me and go, I don't listen to it if the goat's bullied.
Oh, like, yeah, yeah, you used to do horrible stories and I had to stop you.
Yeah.
You know, when I was little, and like your parents tell, like, make up a story, and they'd often put the name of the person they were telling in there, so like my parents would say, like, one day there was a little girl called Rebecca, and I go, no, she wasn't, she was called something else, because I didn't want the story to be about me. Yeah. Call her something else, anything else. It's not me. I guess I couldn't suspend my disbelief if it was supposed to be about me. I wanted a proper story.
Yeah, I suppose I couldn't, yeah. It's interesting that, yeah. If somebody was like, Kevin. There was a wrestler called Kevin Eustace, I'd be like, no, in fact, to be fair, I'd be like, no, tell me more about him.
Yeah,
did he win a championship belt? Hey, I tell you what, it's a night of the long knives in British wrestling. So, in the last 2 days, a load of British wrestlers, males, have been called out for sexual harassment and abuse. The list is growing.
Oh, really?
You know what I told you last night about one person?
Yeah.
I woke up this morning, there's a list of 45.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, bloody hell.
I don't think they're all British, but the majority is.
What, British wrestlers being done for sexual abuse? What, is this some kind of ring?
Wee, is that a joke? No. Wrestling ring?
No, but it works.
Okay. No, but it's an interesting one, you know. I don't know what the right ethical... I don't believe that the right ethical stance is to automatically jump to belief in these things. Like, I believe what's being said about the individual. You need to... I also don't think that you should discredit the person making the accusation. But I think both ways are harmful. Do you know what I mean? If somebody says, I was attacked, if you jump with and go, then that person's a cunt, let's kill them, that's wrong. If somebody says, I was attacked, and you say, no, you won't, you're talking shit, that's wrong.
I know, I think it's just, historically, the default has been disbelief, hasn't it? And the onus is on the victim to, like, prove it.
Yeah, which is wrong, of course.
Yeah.
But it's what is the right way, do you know?
I mean, I think it just needs an investigation.
We'll never solve this on a podcast.
I know, I think it just needs an investigation, doesn't it? But, like, with an open mind, but not to just instantly be like... not to just instantly disbelieve and be like, well, oh, you wouldn't have done that, or you know what I mean? To try and find holes.
But it's an interesting thing. Like, there was apparently one of the names who was on the list. I won't name them because I don't want to get into that quagmire. Mm. But one of the names on the list is just on this list. Mm. So now this is the list of obviously a lot of vitriol and hate headed towards it. And it turns out through reading some of these tweets that this person has actually just said. In a nutshell, this wrestler was offered sex by this woman back at a hotel. Mm. He refused. And she asked him again, and he said, no, leave me alone, and kicked off a bit.
Mm.
And he's on this list of sexual abusers.
Right.
Which isn't right, you know what I mean? He's declined the advances of someone.
I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean that... Like, it might just have been her, you know what I mean? Like, maybe she's just another...
No, apparently from I mean, you know, when you can only go off what you see, can't you? But by looking at everything that's on there, this is it. That's the only thing that's happened, but he's now on this list of abusers. I'm sure there are people... In fact, one of the main guys, like, basically came out and admitted it. Which is dead weird. Not dead weird that he's admitted it, but he's kind of said... he's kind of implied, yeah, I used to be a sexual abuser, but I'm not now. So... Isn't that okay? No,
it's not. No.
Yeah, there's a lot of names there. It could ruin a lot of careers, and whether it be rightly or wrongly, you know, we'll never know. But yeah, it's an interesting one.
But at the same time, when you're in such a privileged position, you can't start abusing the power.
It depends what that... yeah, I agree, but, you know, it's just... you've got to be just very careful when you're in that position, haven't you?
Yeah.
What you say can be so easily
misconstrued. Yeah, but I do agree with you as well. It shouldn't just be the case that one person hysterically shouts someone's name and then that's it, the career's over, without further investigation. Like, I would agree with you on that. But it's just changing that default, isn't it, from naturally going to a place of disbelief to maybe starting at a position of belief and then looking into it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I won't go into that. I was going to go into a personal tale there, and I won't, because there are people who
about
you? Yeah, I'm not going to go into that. It's not about...
You've been accused of what?
No. No, nothing
first
like that.
First time hearing of it.
Nothing like that.
Right, we're coming up now, so you'll have to...
Okay. Here we go. We'll have to stop. Are we saying keep going?
Right, have fun.
Yeah. I don't know. Does he not want you? Does he just want you to fuck off?
I don't know.
Anyway, we'll pause it now. In fact, no, I can stay on because I'm not doing anything, am I? Like, I've got to sit here, like... So this will be fun. Becca's now going to explain to the charity guy that Kev won't be helping today because he tried to put a shoe on and broke his back. This conversation's taking place now. They both stood in the rain. I haven't seen him smile yet or laugh, but I am going to move down the rearview mirror so I can try and get a better glimpse of his reaction. You know, I kid myself like I'm important enough to warrant a reaction from this guy. He's absolutely manic. He's like, you know, he's trying to put food bags into people's cars. Poor Becca's just stood there like an elf. And she's coming back. Let's see. Oh no, she's opening the boot. You all right?
Yeah.
Do you need a hand?
She
said, no, stay there. I don't think she's yet told anyone that I've done me back in, which would be really annoying because now it just looks like I'm Johnny Car Watcher. I feel like a bit of a voyeur here, just in the car, looking in the rearview mirror, looking at good doers. You can hear people discussing meat. This isn't very exciting for anyone, is it? And also, I've just realised if they don't know I'm recording a podcast, I'll look mad. Who's that lazy fucker just talking to himself in the car? That's what it'll look like. I might have to stop this pretty urgently. Yeah, in fact, I'm gonna. I'll speak to you when we took off. Daddy, bye. So, we have got our goods, don't we, Becca?
We do. We're all packed up.
All packed up and ready to go.
We were making sure everyone knew that you weren't just sat there all laziness, it was your back.
Yeah, so the owner of the charity came out and was like, oh, I'll have to lend you my back brace. Then he absolutely told me that there is no way, shape or form I should be doing this.
Yeah, like even just sitting in the car, he was saying you sat in the worst position.
Yeah, he was like, you need to get home, lie down flat or stand up. He said, sitting in that position for over an hour is going to ruin you.
Do you want to move the seat so it's more upright? That be
I don't know. Oh, I mean, I've got a drive to do later as well. And that's...
It's half an hour there, half an
it's
hour.
It's half an hour there, half an hour
but
back.
But there'll be
so,
like a big gap in between.
Yeah, so I'll just need to make sure that I'm all right for that. Anyway...
We should put down at the bottom of your back?
No, like no, it's fine.
Are you sure? Yeah.
It's currently not in pain.
Maybe you should sit more upright though, maybe.
All right. Where's the thingy-majig that raises the thingy-majig?
Around you, it's...
Oh yeah.
I'm sure you can
figure it out. Oh, hark at me with a straight back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, you concentrate on the road. Don't worry about me.
So
and
this
we're
is
off.
One of these examples where Kev is being too brave.
I think I am being too brave. I did say before, I genuinely wish there was some sort of contraption that could let you see the pain I was in.
I know, you say this every time.
Don't
you?
Only because I think you'd be like, you deserve a medal. I'm joking about the medal, of course, that's the next one. But I think that you go, ah, right, okay, that's what it is, right.
Yeah. And to make it worse as well, when we're packing up the car, it's raining, isn't it?
Yeah, it's raining, yeah. Crappy weather all round. Okay, so we're off. This is the, as well as, it's one of the longest drops we've done, isn't it?
Yeah, we're going a lot further afield today.
Because we know that you guys love to keep abreast of the distance and miles that we're putting in.
Yeah. Yeah, so we've got a while to go. Yeah, so what do you know?
I don't know much, but I know I love you.
Gee, thanks.
And that may be... Do you remember, there used to be a radio, well there still is, a radio station called City FM.
Yes.
Radio City 96.7.
Yes.
And I'm sure a lot of listeners will have a similar station to them. It's like a local radio station. But on a night, normally on a Friday night, when I was a lad, they used to have an hour between 11 and midnight called the Peaceful Hour.
Yes, around the Peaceful Hour.
And it was hosted by a guy called James Clares. And I don't know if he was American, I think he was, yeah. Anyway, it was a time then for like if you had a bit of a crush on someone, you'd ring the radio station, and or if you were trying to apologise to someone.
That's not peaceful.
No, but it'd be like.
That's quite stressful.
We've got a. We just had a call from Terry, and Terry wants to tell June that he's really sorry about what he'd done, and he wants you to remember all the good times. And then you'd hear like Randy Crawford going, "She always smiles. He always tells her that you're the moon, the world, and stars." But you don't get them sorts of songs on the radio anymore. And what I mean by those sorts of songs, I mean literally like Almaz, "You Lucky, Lucky Thing." And
maybe you just listen to the wrong stations.
Yeah, or like, "Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?"
You do hear that on the radio.
Dum, dum, dum. "My, oh my, did you have to leave her? Go away." And things like that. You've just winced.
I know, I'm not keen on you just sitting there singing.
Well, I think all of our listeners would agree that that's one of the highlights of their days today is going to be me regurgitating love songs from the 90s. In fact, none of them songs are from the 90s. But you know what I mean? They were out on this radio station in the 90s. I never rung up.
Did you not?
No. I had no one to apologise to.
No crushes to declare your love to on what was supposed to be a peaceful time.
No, there was a girl once that I had a bit of a crush on in school. And it, a shit out of asking her to be boyfriend and girlfriend.
Shocker.
So, but I did on the last day of term.
Right.
Because I thought, if she says no, I won't have to see her for 6 weeks. Not realising that if she says yes, I wouldn't
you
see her for
see
6 weeks.
What did she say?
She said no.
Oh, okay.
I've done it like, it's very Shakespearean when you're that age though, because I've done it through a messenger. So I like, I asked one of my lieges, one of my brothers. So no, I asked one of my mates to do it at a specific time in a specific place.
Yeah.
He met with one of her mates. It's very Romeo and Juliet. And said, like, "Can you tell..." I can't even remember her name now.
Not really, if she said no.
I think it was Lindsay in it. It was like, "Can you tell Lindsay to be at that at the brown lamppost at 2 p.m. And I will meet her there. Why? Just pass the message on to your friend." And then my friend met Lindsay and was like, "I have a message from the gallant Kevin of Hightonshire." And she said no. And I said, "Oh, damn, my heart is broke. Let's get drunk on sugar." Because we were about 13. See, even that's all gone now because kids have mobiles, don't they? Kids have better mobiles than us. So
yeah,
they're just like,
just ring or text or Snapchat, whatever they do.
Yeah. "Hey girl," on a message. "Hey girl, fancy snog?" Question mark. Not asked if you don't.
"Go into Nando's, G."
Yeah. "Go for cheeky Nando's, me and you." That's the way they do it. Yeah.
They actually go out to restaurants, don't they?
Yeah, bizarre.
Like, for us, the biggest outing was like the cinema. It was like, oh, like, you're actually going to the cinema.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't go to the cinema until I was like 14, 15. But anyway, the, like, my nephews, well, how old's H now? 13? 14?
14,
and he regularly just goes to Nando's with his mates and some girls.
Yeah.
When I was 14, the idea of just brazenly walking into an adult restaurant and being like, "I'll have the chicken, please, love."
I don't think they'd have let us. If I'd gone in at that age and said, "Can I have a table for seven?"
They said, "Where's your mum?"
Yeah. "Can you give me the wash out my handbag?"
Yes, of course I'll give you the water to your handbag because
I'll do it.
No, it's alright. There you go.
Thanks.
Oh! And they're the noises you make when your back goes and you move forward and then sit back. You never know, this iPhone might be a brilliant recorder. Can I have some of that water too?
Yeah, sure. Now, what do you think of your first Hasbit video?
I don't know. Well, we don't know what I'd be like without it, do we? So,
So I do workout videos with Hasfit, HASFIT, stands for Heart Soul Fitness, with Coach Kozak and Claudia. They're at-home workouts, and I think they're brilliant. Like, I swear by them. I think they're so fantastic.
They're on YouTube, aren't they? That's
so
where you're watching.
When we were looking for back exercises earlier, I defaulted to them, because I trust them, and I just think they're really good. And the first one we put on was this, like, wacky woman with a dog.
She was like, "I'm Dr. Joe." I was like, fuck off.
No, probably not. Time for the medical disclaimer! Like, we're not going to... let's just stop this one now. And also, she was just telling you what to do with these, do them with you, you know, it's like the actual video. So you did your first house fit?
Yeah. Like 12 minutes of stretches, back exercises.
I know. With the gyms closed and that, though, if anyone needs like workout videos and whatnot, I do.
You do swear by them, don't you?
Yeah, I do swear by husband.
He has loads of phrases, he has loads of like quotes, doesn't he? Like, every winner was once a beginner.
Yeah, I like that one. No, it's really good. It is like most of it. Like, I'm not really into like ridiculous motivational quotes, but it is really good. Like, he keeps you going with it. I've never stopped a video halfway through. But
no, that's true.
Is this where that Chinese was that we went to?
Yes, it was.
Bring your own Chinese.
Yeah, we love bring your own ale restaurants.
Yeah.
They're few and far between these days.
Yeah, and I had never heard. Oh, just pull into the lane without any pain to worry about it. I'd never known about a Chinese bring your own.
No.
But we went there with friends. It was good.
It was very nice.
We should go again. We've said that for years. We should go.
Yeah, do you remember? There was a bring your own restaurant at a Lebanese place.
That was good.
And Becca had two friends come up from London. Now, they live in London, obviously. They're used to London prices and stuff. And the four of us went out, took our own ale, and ate, like, King's, and the bill came, and it was, like, £32. And Becca went, oh, £32? And a mate went, wow, each? That's brilliant. And we were like, no. That's between the four of us. Yeah. And she was like, what?
I don't think it was quite 32, but it was something ridiculous, yeah. Like, wasn't it?
Well, she thought the overall price was each and thought it was brilliant.
Yeah. And that was actually divided by four.
Aaron and her mate then spent the rest of the day taking photos of the bill and sending it to people.
I know. Even a bar that we thought was pretty expensive that we went to, she was like, God, I love Liverpool prices. And I was thinking, this place is quite pricey. And she was like, I had double the amount in my hand there ready.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I understand what she means there, because like what we would call quite pricey is if you're paying like £4.50 to £5 a pint. And this place was like that, so you get like 4 pints for £20. Whereas when we went to London to look after your mate's cats that time, we went to the pub near Euston Station.
Yeah, I mean, we shouldn't have come out. We shouldn't have went there. To the first pub, but yeah.
But we went to that pub, and I went, I'll get us a round of drinks. So I said, Becca, what do you want? She said, I'll have a gin and tonic. Not even a double, just a single. I said to this guy, what do you like?
He
said,
small glass of wine it was.
Oh, small glass of wine, sorry, yeah. I think he had a small glass of wine as well.
And actually, I thought he had a pint.
No, I got a pint, he had a small glass of wine as well.
Yeah.
It come to something like £28.
It was over 20, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was £28. I remember thinking,
it was quite upsetting.
What? Why haven't you been kidnapped and tortured? This is terrible.
I mentioned yesterday, someone mentioned a pub, which I won't mention because we don't get into that, but a pub that's not in the city centre.
London?
No, up here.
Yeah.
Somewhere that we went to. And someone mentioned it yesterday and said, oh, I think we're opening the beer garden. And I said, I'll never forgive that place for charging us a tenner for 2 pints of orange lemonade.
Yeah.
A tenner for 2 pints of orange lemonade?
Orange and lemonade.
And they were like, no alcohol. I was like, exactly.
Yeah.
So upsetting. It genuinely must, surely it must have been cheaper to get a pint. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And they basically, and this is the audacity of like a UK pub as well, they don't even like try and, they don't even try and hide what they're doing.
Yeah,
it's like, so I went up, so can I have 2 pints of fresh orange juice and lemonade? So they go, yeah. So she goes to a fridge, she brings out a carton of fresh orange juice. You know what costs like £1?
Yeah.
She puts like a few splashes in one glass, a few splashes in another, then gets the draft lemonade, which we know costs them about 10p a pint.
Less.
Sprays it in both of the glasses till it's a pint, and then charges a tenner.
Yeah.
Honestly. It's because it's one of these trendy little clubs where, well, it's not even a club, is it? It's annoyingly, it's a really old pub, so it should be a piece of historic Liverpool. But in reality, they've jumped on that and they've played on it and they've turned it into an attempt of a hipster place, but which in reality just attracts scowls and gangsters. And we fell victim to it, didn't we?
We did, yeah.
£5 for a pint of orange juice.
I mean, we weren't
lemonade.
Even going there because it was trendy. There was something going on, like a farmer's market or something.
Yeah, there was a farmer's market nearby because we do like a bit of artisanship.
Yeah, we do, yeah. So we just went to just to like get a quick drink while we were there. Yeah, check. It doesn't have to be a farmer's market.
It doesn't have to be a farmer's market, no. We do like a good market. But I have noticed that, you know, some places, some pubs especially, well, mainly pubs, that you'll get a pint of Diet Coke and it's the same cost as a pint of lager. I was like, this shouldn't be the case.
Yeah, I know. Which I said to you, you need to stop asking for a pint because Do you remember one place where they just charge? So a glass was pretty big, in fairness, like it was a large glass. Am I coming up here?
I don't know, Becca. Yeah, I think you are.
Manoeuvring.
Yeah, they basically put through. They ran through two half pints.
Yeah, but it wasn't half pints. It was a glass, and they just charged you for two large glasses. But yeah. The glass was—it was like a decent size glass. Wasn't
yeah.
It?
So because I said a pint, she went, "We don't do pints. We do glasses. Do you want two glasses?" I said, "Yeah." She went, "I'm gonna put it in a pint glass." So this pint came, and then when the bill came, it was like £3 for a glass of Coke. It cost me £6 for a pint.
I can't get through there. It's saying go straight ahead and we can't. It's a dual carriageway. What is happening? You see?
Yeah. You'll have to... You can turn around there, though. Anyway, guys. You've heard us waffle on for long enough, I think. So, apologies, there's not been much humour in this episode. Well, there might have been. I don't know about you, laugher. You might find it funny that I put you back out.
You in pain, then. Yeah.
Sadist.
I can't do a UBE.
You can't do a UBE.
It literally says no U-turns. Terrible driver.
Oh, yeah, it's saying where you... Yeah, look, it's saying that you can go right ahead. Follow that. But you can't now, can you?
What do you mean?
Just go where this car's going. I guess. So anyway, guys, yeah. If you want to hear us carry on this debate of nothing but just waffling, of course, but if you like waffle and that's your cup of tea, then head over to patreon.com/we need to talk about ghosts, where me and Becca will continue talking about my bad back, this very long drive that we're on.
No, we're pulling in the Asda.
Well, you can come out the Asda and do a left. And things like the Asda, which is a northern thing, apparently. Southerners call Asda, which is arguably right, but we say
the Asda. Is it a northern thing, or is it a Scouse thing? Because I don't think... Look, I haven't heard of it outside Liverpool, really.
It might just be a Scouse thing. It's interesting, because we don't say... Like, there's a shop called Boots, which is a chemist, but we don't say the Boots.
No, we don't. And we say Home and Bargain, whereas everyone else says Home Bargains.
Yeah, we say Home and Bargain, but the reason why we say Home and Bargain is because it was once called Home and Bargain.
Yeah. Whereas
it's now called Home Bargains. And
yeah, so we're actually doing... And it was from Liverpool, so we're just calling it the original name.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's funny, isn't it, how it carries on? Like, I'm sure that was well before my time when it opened as Home Bargain, but you call it Home Bargains because...
Yeah, it's similar to, like, the arena in Liverpool is called the M&S Bank Arena. Yeah. But for 10 years since its inception, it was known as the Liverpool Echo Arena. And tell you what a move that was by them, because everyone in Liverpool still calls it the Echo Arena.
Yeah.
It's like the MEN. The MEN. It's always going to
be the MEN.
Yeah. So do you feel a bit stupid for people who are buying name and rights on a building which is now known as something from its infancy?
Yeah, I don't even know what the MEN is anymore, but it'll...
No, exactly. Neither do I, but someone's paid £3 million to name it.
Yeah, it was at one point it was the Phones for You Arena, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah.
It's a shitty name for an arena.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, this is the sort of gold you're going to be getting later. No. All right, then. Okay, dudes.
Do you mind?
We will speak to you later. Tatty,
bye.
Bye,
guys.
What do you mean, do you mind?
You were reading my message.
I wasn't reading your message.
What?